Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting fifth. The DH, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Rick Honeycutt. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddy Potek. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale who is chasing the ball. Wathan reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball four. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Potek steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Jones reaches second base with a double. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Patek reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 4-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Mike Parrott now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Stinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jones fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jones. McRae goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Way then for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. There goes Potek. The throw from Stinson to second, and Potek is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then bunts in front of the plate. Stinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to third. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Porter tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Stinson reaches second base with a double. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.